You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Saturday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 11:45am with Gordon Brown, Ross Briley and Craig Forsyth in the studio. It's day two of the open meeting at Cheltenham. The Paddy Power Gold Cup is the feature race on a superb card on Saturday. We also have national hunt meetings at Uttoxeter and Wetherby. There's all-weather action at Lingfield, including a couple of listed races, and all-weather action in the evening from Wolverhampton. So plenty to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me in the studio, Mr. Gary Capewell. How are you, Gary?
Very good, thank you, Mark. Very good. Finally back on UK time.
Yeah, you've been sunning yourself in Dubai again, haven't you?
Working.
Is that what you call it?
Working.
Right.
That is the technical term that you're looking for, you're struggling for.
Yes.
But yes, I was very lucky enough to be working for a variety of different people last week out in the UAE. It's a lot warmer than it was here, I can tell you.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Good stuff. Was it busy? Get busy then.
I moderated my session on the for the latest research for the Liverpool John Moores University team. We were working on the jockey diet and etc. Very interesting. Excellently moderated, obviously, or moderately moderated, I suppose. Yeah. Whichever one. But it was good. Learned a few other things whilst I was out there. Some things I wanted to know, some I didn't want to know, but there we are.
Sounds okay, we probably shouldn't go into that by the sounds of it.
Probably not.
No.
But good to be back.
Good.
Honest.
Good time to come back as well, the open meeting at Cheltenham. Fantastic 3 days. At the time of recording this, we've just seen more of that make a winning chase debut. Looked impressive in doing so as well.
Yeah. One thing we will always know about this horse is his attitude, and he tries. He tries very, very hard indeed. The quotes we got for the RSA, I wouldn't be too much of a hurry to snap up. I know he won a world hurdle, but I just think he's too good a horse, really. The RSA is it's a brutal race, let's be honest. You need an out-and-out galloper for that race. I don't think that's the race for him. I think the race that Vitor won last year is the race for him on the Thursday, the 2.5 mile.
Yeah, JLT.
The JLT. He might well end up a Gold Cup horse in time, but traditionally, not many horses go from the RSA to the Gold Cup unless they are out and out gallopers. The likes of your Denmans, obviously, Don Poley's going to try and do it. But you think most of the others, your likes of your Kicking Kings, your War of Attritions, they've gone through the Arkle route. And I think there is one that's done the 2.5 mile route, but anyway, it's interesting times ahead for him. I should imagine there'll be another couple of races. Maybe the novice chase back here at the 7th at Cheltenham will be his next run.
Yeah.
But encouraging to see him make a winning chasing debut, considering he's been off the track for quite some time. And the other horse we have to mention, of course, is Shanty Village.
Yeah.
Who lowered the colours of a couple of very nice horses when winning the novice hurdle. So a lot to like about that. But, I mean, Monday's the day to really listen to the podcast and reflect on all of it.
Yeah.
But there's plenty more to come on Saturday, as we're about to discuss.
We are. Gary's going to go through the first four races for us on the card at Cheltenham on Saturday, so we might as well get stuck into them. We'll get Gary's thoughts on the back of this.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
Right, we start in the 12:40 at Cheltenham, the JCB Triumph Hurdle Trial, a grade two over 2 miles, only five of them in the lineup here. Gary, some nice prospects in there, though.
Yeah, very much so. We'll begin with Wolf of Windlesham, who won on hurdling debut at Ludlow for a yard that I've got a lot of time for. That form will need improving on, but dangerous to underestimate. Fingertips, likewise, a winner in France. Hasn't been seen for a while, but it goes into the end. It could be anything category. Ocean was okay on the flat. Alan King, obviously, as well with his juvenile hurdlers. He's won at Fontwell and Kempton. Again, there's more to come from him. I was reading Paul Nicholls' stable tour, and he gave a glowing report to this Romain de Senam, who won really well at Wincanton on his UK debut. Another horse that's come from France, had winning form out there. It's only going to improve as the season progresses. So it's a fair old standard for me. So Romain de Senam in the opening race there. Good race, interesting race. I don't think it's completely cut and dry, especially with Ocean and Fingertips in there. And Wolf of Windlesham for a trainer that I think whose horses are still going off, probably a little bit bigger than they should do. But I think I'll stick with Romain de Senam because he did create such a very favourable impression on his UK debut.
Mm. Paul Nicholls has a good record in the race as well. He's won it recently with Far West, Hinterland and Sam Winner.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Obviously, Alan King's won it a few times as well. If we look down the list, I mean, Franchuk and Katchik.
Interesting. So, Romain de Senam is the selection for Gary in the 12:40. The 115 is race two on the card. This one is a Class 2 Novices Chase. Six of them in the lineup here for this 3 mile event. And Antoine Poitou for David Pipe. David Pike won this race last year with King's Palace.
Yeah, is it
similar?
Colours.
Yeah, similar profile for you here, Gary?
Yeah, very much so. The highest rated novice hurdler in Britain last year, wasn't he, this horse, and Tom Bortu. He was third in the French champion hurdle when we last saw him. He's bred to be going chasing. He's going to take a lot of beating. Vincenti's got a penalty to carry. Obviously, he won two races earlier on in the season, finished third here last time out. One for Arthur, won a few races over hurdles last year, and one at Kelso on his chasing debut. 12 Roses also has the penalty to carry. I tipped this one when he won at Wetherby. Obviously, came back from a fair old break to win. Black Lion was pretty decent over hurdles. He won a couple of graded races here, one on New Year's Day, and I think one at the trials meeting. Vintage Vinny, former Irish bumper and indeed point-to-point winner, won at Worcester on chasing debut and did fall here last time out. If Antoine Poitou jumps around, he won the French champion, and he wasn't third, beg your pardon. If he jumps around, okay, he'll win again for the same owner, trainer, indeed jockey combination who took this race last year.
Antoine Poitou, the selection for Gary then in the 115, the 150 is the next race we look at. This is the Murphy Group Handicap Chase, a grade 3 over 3 miles and 3 furlongs. It's going to take quite a bit of getting here, and 8-1 joint favourites with Sausalito Sunrise and Upswing at the head of the market at the time of recording this. Audacious Plan 9-1, 10-1 for Seagull Success, Spring-Heeled 11s with Perfect Candidate, 12 for Cogri, and 14-1 or bigger prices for the others. A very open event, this one, Gary.
Yeah, I napped Sausalito Sunrise when he ran at Chepstow on his seasonal reappearance. He stopped very quickly that. They belted one of the fences, unfortunately, on the way around, which rather put pay, unfortunately, to his chance. But he's a horse who stays well. He's a horse who likes it here. He's an out-and-out galloper, really. And, of course, he fell in the Feltham. He was off a while after that. They gave him plenty of time to get off with that. The fact that he's coming back so quickly after that Chepstow run suggests that it was just the fact that he made a mistake that they pulled him up quite quickly. Good little race this, though. We've got Black Thunder in the lineup, who won at Sandown last year, was fifth in the Cotswold Chase subsequently. Carrying top weight won't be easy, mind. The Rev was placed in the old Whitbread at the back end of last season, pulled up when last seen. Spring Keyword, a former Cheltenham Festival winner, was second in the Munster National when last seen. Just a Par obviously won the Whitbread, hasn't been seen since, gone up a bit in the weights accordingly. The Romford Pele hadn't been seen for a while, but when he finished seventh at Chepstow in his most recent outing in that Sausalito Sunrise race, he's a former winner of the Summer Cup at Uttoxeter. Sol is an out-and-out galloper. We couldn't rule him out, especially if conditions take a turn for the worse, which they could easily do. Sego Success, another one that's an out-and-out galloper. I think, obviously, he ran in the Scottish National and was fifth in the four-miler. Gosme Judge, another former Scottish National winner. So those towards the bottom of the weights, they are out-and-out gallopers. I think Cogri's another one we should mention as well. He fell in the Scottish National. He's likely to be improved. Whether the grounds are going to be ideal for him, I'm not so sure. I think Cogri Sago Success and Sausalito Sunrise are the three I'll personally concentrate on, because they've got a little bit weight, less weight to carry than some of those towards the top of the weights. I will just go for Sago Success, I think, because he probably shaped a little bit better than Sausalito Sunrise, albeit I think he was going okay when he pulled up. But I think Sago Success might just be suited a little bit better by the conditions tomorrow.
Sago Success then for Gary in the 150, and the bigger race of the afternoon is the 225, the Paddy Power Gold Cup Chase, a Grade 3 handicap over 2.5 miles, field of 20 in this year's renewal, and King's Palace heads the market at the time recording this at 6-1, Boonduma 8-1, 9-1 for Irish Cavalier, Anacotti 9-1 with Art Moresque, 10-1 for John Spirit and Monetaire, and 14-1 or bigger prices for the others. As open as you would expect the Paddy Power Gold Cup to be, Gary?
Yeah.
Any you like in there?
Yeah, King's Palace, who won at this meeting last year, won his chasing debut. He finished sixth in the RSA Chase, but he's just the typical second season chaser, which you'd usually expect to go well in this race. You go back along and just look at the recent history of this race. He fits a lot of the trends, and I still think he's fairly handicapped as well. Let's go from the top. Obviously, Sound Investment won at Aintree when last seen. Top weight won't be easy, mind. He had a hard race that day too. Irish Cavalier, Cheltenham Festival winner, won well on his seasonal return at Newton Abbott. Has to be given a very strong chance. John Spirit, obviously, he's won this race before. He loves it here. I think he's vulnerable to something lurking towards the bottom. Oscar Ott won at Market Raisin in one of their feature races of the summer, but he's here off an £8 higher mark. Boonduma, trained by Dr. Richard Newland, he won a here on his most recent outing. Not completely discounting him either. Cocktails at Dawn jumped really well at Chepstow, beating a few of the horses that run in the previous race. Whether he's quite going to be in the same form, not completely sure. Double Ross, another one who likes it here. He finished second on his most recent outing at Ascot in a decent race. Cloud Creeper, another one who's won here in the past. Next Sensation probably wants a little bit further. Splash of Jeans will be happy going back down in trip. By Wise has a chance if he doesn't take any of the fences home with him. Unfortunately, that's what he likes to do. Darling and Present View and Monetaire have all got some form here at the festival in the past, so they have to be respected as well. And the Irish Raider, Shan Palace, was going okay when he's brought down in the Munster National. It's a very, very good renewal. I'm just going to go for King's Palace, but it's a very long shortlist. There's five or six you can give strong claims to. Fascinating race, but I'll be with King's Palace for the Pipes, who obviously have a very good record in this race, particularly David's father, Martin.
Yeah, 8 times a winner of this race, wasn't he, Martin? Very good. Well done, Gary. Thank you very much. Good luck and enjoy it on Saturday.
Good morning, Mark. Thank you.
So there you go, the thoughts of Gary Capewell on Saturday's action. You'll hear us all live on Racing Radio from 11:45 a.m. We've got day 2 of the open meeting at Cheltenham. Fantastic racing to look forward to there at Prestbury Park. We also have jumping from Uttoxeter and Weatherby alongside that. All weather action at Lingfield as well in the afternoon, including a couple of listed races. And we finish the day with all weather action in the evening at Wolverhampton. Plenty to look forward to. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast, and enjoy Saturday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.